In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Yesterday I was reading something that Pope Francis spoke about, and this is what he said. He said, the church needs to learn how to praise God. The church needs to learn how to praise God. And he took David dancing before the ark, and he said, you know what? We need to learn to praise the Lord. Well, one person asked him a question, said, isn't that what charismatics do? He said, that's what the church should be doing, not only charismatics, to praise God, to just praise God and to let him know how wonderful he is. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Jesus, my Lord, is wonderful. Eyes have seen, ears have heard. It's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus, my Lord, wonderful? Yes, he is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, is wonderful. Eyes have seen, ears have heard. It's recorded in God's word. Jesus, my Lord, is wonderful. Well, the Pope is on to something, because when we praise God, we praise him until the anointing comes, and then we enter into the glory of God. Hallelujah. Do we need to praise God? The church needs to praise God, said Pope Francis. Needs to praise God. Not only a segment of the church, but the whole church. Yesterday we spoke about the liturgy in the church, and I'm reading from the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians, verse 16. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not a communion in the blood of Christ? Yes, it is. The bread which we break, is it not a communion in the body of Christ? Yes, it is. For we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Hallelujah. That one bread and that one cup, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Then the 11th chapter, and it says, for I received, St. Paul says, from the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah, he broke it and said, take and eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death. You proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Very, very interesting that the early church knew that the body and blood of the Lord was real. As a matter of fact, what the early Christians were called cannibals, because they ate and drank the body and blood of Christ. Of course, it wasn't his flesh, it was under the form of bread and wine, but it was the very body and blood of Christ. Jesus said, take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood. I'm telling you, my friends, that the liturgy is part of the apostolic experience. Then we go into the charisms, and they are not opposite the liturgy. They should be used in the liturgy. That we go to the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and St. Paul compares the gifts of the Spirit to the body, that my eye can't say to my ear, because I'm not an ear, I don't need you. In other words, all the gifts of the Spirit work together. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. And I'm going to tell you, most of the church is ignorant of the spiritual gifts of the Lord. I'm talking about the charisms of the Lord that are in the 12th and 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians. You know that when you were Gentiles, you were carried away to dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaks in the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, that no man can say that Jesus Christ is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. And one day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Yes, there are. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. That's right. And there are diversities of operations, but the same God who worketh all in all. In other words, all these gifts, these administrations, must be working together, not apart. The problem is, in Corinth, that one person would say, I've got this gift. Another one would say, I've got that gift. Another one would say, I got this gift. I got the gift of healing. And St. Paul says, all the gifts must work together as a body works together. For the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. For to one is given the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, to another by the same Spirit the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. They're both necessary. They're both used in the liturgy, as well as when people came together to pray. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing. Not gift of healing, but there are different gifts of healing by the same Holy Spirit. There are different gifts of healing. That's real. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful that we can praise the Lord in tongues? That's wonderful. To another, the interpretation of tongues. Now, people ask me, you know, when we sing in the Spirit or sing in tongues, that is a prayer language. But if someone goes like this, Kita Shavona Makirian Darabashia Rokoya Sandaria Daroso, we wait for an interpretation. For I have chosen you, I have called you, do not hesitate. Do not hesitate any longer. Do not hesitate any longer, for I have called you and I have chosen you. Do not hesitate. Jump in. Jump in. Jump in. Jump in. Well, with that kind of a tongue, there needs to be an interpretation, like a prophetic word. But all these work that one and the same Spirit dividing to each man severally as he chooses. And now he's going to compare the gifts to the body. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether we are Jews or Gentiles, whether we are bond or free, and we have been all made to drink of the one Spirit. For the body is not one member, neither is the body one gift. You see what I'm saying? The body is not one member. The foot shall say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not part of the body? No. We need the foot and the hand. We need tongues and interpretation. If the ear shall say, because I am not an eye, I am not part of the body. Is it therefore not part of the body? No, of course it's part of the body. We need healing and discernment of spirits, different gifts by the same Spirit. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole body were bearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, every one of them, in the body as he has pleased. And if they were all one member, where were the body? And now are many members, yet one body, many gifts, yet one Spirit. You see, he's trying to compare the gifts to the body. And we need every part of the body to do the things that the body does. And we need all the gifts of the Spirit to build up the church. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I do not have any need of you. And the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members are honored with it. That's real. In other words, the body is one. People say, you know, the Protestants do not receive the body and blood of Christ. But you want to know what? We do. And as a matter of fact, what we receive is for not only ourselves, but for the whole body. For the whole body. That's how they are nourished with the body and blood of Christ, through the church. And you know what? I'm going to tell you the same thing about the Word of God. The Word of God, the complaints in the Catholic Church is that it is not proclaimed. But the Protestants proclaim the Word of God, and they build us up as God only knows that we should be built up by the Word of God. And maybe we can catch part of that experience of proclaiming the Word of God as well as the sacramental. You see, the church in Corinth was sacramental and charismatic, praising God. As Pope Francis says, we need to learn how to praise God. Now, you are the body of Christ, and members in particular, and the body, and God hath set some in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after miracles, gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. Are all apostles? No. Are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? No. Are all workers of miracles? No. Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with other tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and show I unto you a more excellent way. Now we're going to hear the scripture that everyone knows, but I'm going to tell you the gifts should be operative in the way that is love. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love or charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. I tell you, we need to use the gift of tongues in love. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all ministry and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. The gift of prophecy must be used through the gift of charity or the gift of love. And though I bestow all my goods on to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. That's right. Giving, it has to be done in love. In love. Love sufficeth long. It is kind. Love does not envy. Love vaunteth not itself. Love is not puffed up. I tell you, we who have the gifts of the Spirit should not be puffed up. It is not for us. It's for the upbuilding of the body of Christ. I tell you, when I pray for people who have diseases, it is not I who heal the person. It is Jesus who heals the person. It is Jesus who knows how to build up the body. But you see, we are all to have one of these gifts, if not one, several. Several of these gifts. I tell you, when I'm alone and I don't have anybody with me, I can use all the gifts of the Spirit. I remember Dr. Grandy. He used to come with a little suitcase, and that was all the stuff that was in that suitcase that he needed, a stethoscope, needles, and everything else. And let me just tell you, the gifts of the Spirit are like Dr. Grandy's suitcase. We carry them and we use them as they are needed. If I'm the only one with somebody, I can use the gifts that God give me, a gift of discernment, a gift of knowledge. if I am open to the Spirit, meaning I need to be open to the Spirit. How do I become open to the Spirit? As Pope Francis said, when we begin to praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise His holy name, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise His holy name. Jesus is the Lord, Jesus is the Lord, praise His holy name. Jesus is the Lord, Jesus is the Lord, praise His holy name. Love does not seek its own. Love is not provoked. Love does not think evil. Love rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Charity or love never ends. But when there are prophecies, they shall end. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect comes, that's the perfect comes, the Lord Jesus Christ in glory, who is love incarnate, when the perfect comes, then that which is part shall be done away with. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a mirror dimly, but then we shall see face to face. Now we know in part, but then shall we know even as we are known. Oh yes, when Jesus comes, we're going to know even as we are known. And how are we known? Fully, completely, totally. And now abideth faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. But that does not mean we don't use the gifts of the Spirit. We want to use the gifts of the Spirit in love, in charity. That's how we want to use the gifts of the Spirit. Chapter 14 talks about more of the gifts. And again, I want to tell you, the gifts have to be used in love. Follow after love and desire the spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Oh yes, it says to desire the spiritual gifts, that you might prophesy. Yes, speaking the word of God. And he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him. How be it in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. But he that prophesies speaks unto edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. And I'm going to tell you, we need to be edified. We need to be edified. That's why we speak in tongues. And I'm telling you that we can speak in tongues and have a prophetic word. I'll do it again. Lishara kasondara kandiria savoria kandaria likoraba sindiria tadadea sitria ka. Aro koshiandaradea sitria tria tria. I see the Lord saying to somebody today, halt. Don't go any further in what you are doing. You will go over the brink. Halt. Halt. Look at me. Do not look at the edge of the cliff. Halt. 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 That's a word that I'm hearing right now. See, that was a gift of tongues that becomes a prophecy. Becomes a prophecy. I would that all spake with tongues, but rather that you prophesiest. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaks with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edification. So the gift of tongues needs to be interpreted. and it is interpreted in a gift of prophetic, the prophetic. But now, brethren, if I come unto you asking with tongues, what shall I profit, except I shall speak to you either in revelation or in knowledge or by prophecy or by doctrine, even things without life giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they have a distinct sound, how shall we know what is piped, or how shall we know what is harped? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself for the battle? So likewise, you, except you utter by the tongues words easy to understand, how shall it be known what is spoken? For you shall speak unto the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh like a barbarian, and shall speak a barbarian unto me. Even so, ye forsomuch as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel in edifying the church. That is the reason why we have the gifts, all the gifts, prophecy, tongues, the gifts of healing, is to edify the church, to build up the church. And I'm telling you, these charismatic gifts are necessary. I was watching last night Bill O'Reilly, and there's a boy, I believe in Indiana, that's possessed with the devil, and he walking on the side of the walls. He can walk on the side of the walls. I'm telling you, my friends, that we need people who know how to discern spirits and how to get rid of this evil spirit. We need people who know how to do that. You know, they call it exorcism. And I'm telling you, all the gifts are for the edification of the church. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. That's just what I did a couple of minutes ago. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with understanding also. I will sing with the spirit. But I will sing with understanding. Great is the Lord and worthy to be praised. Great is the Lord and worthy to be praised. Great is the Lord and worthy to be praised. Worthy, worthy, worthy. I will sing in understanding. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with understanding also. Else when you shall bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupies the room of the unlearned say amen at the giving of thanks, seeing he understands not what you said in tongues? For you very give thanks well, but the other is not edified. I thank my God, I speak in tongues more than you all. And that's something. St. Paul says, I speak in tongues more than you all. I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than you all. Yet in the church I would rather speak five words with my understanding, that my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. We must remember that when we speak in tongues, I'm not saying sing in tongues, when we speak in tongues, we wait for the interpretation. It's like a prophecy given to us in the Spirit. Brethren, be not children in understanding, be not children in malice, but ye children of understanding, be men. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people, and yet for all they will not hear me, says the Lord. Wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. And prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. I'm telling you, we need all the gifts of the Spirit. We need them all, and they need to operate in love, in charity. what was happening in Corinth. People were praying in tongues and there was no interpretation. St. Paul says, it's better to speak 5 words in understanding than 10,000 words in tongue, unless you have an interpretation. The interpretation is a prophetic word. The interpretation is a prophetic word. So prophecy comes two ways, by the prophet and by someone speaking in tongues and someone interpreting what has been spoken. When we talk about the interpretation of tongues, we are not talking about the translation. It is not a translation. It is what the Spirit is saying to the congregation now so that the body would be edified. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is not a translation, though sometimes I have prayed and someone translated what I said, and I don't even remember what it was. Isa Maria. I remember I was into speaking Isa Maria, Isa Maria, Isa Maria. And one of my friends said, you are speaking Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Isa in Arabic. Maria, Lord. That happened. It happened a long time ago. And I remember it as if it were yesterday. I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. The gifts of the Spirit are for the edification of the church. Liturgy as well as the gifts should be used. And I tell you, you are not great because you use them, but it is God working through you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.